tears go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames. Freedom, freedom, I can't move. Freedom,
what is up, Wisconsin? How y'all doing today? I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It's Debate Tuesday. And I'm sure my producer, Mr. Brian Kelly, is very excited for this debate.
I'll be actually producing our live coverage tonight starting at 7:30.
Wonderful. So you're going to have fancy Brian Kelly producing Civic Media's live coverage of the first and maybe only, Trump-Harris debate. That coverage is going to start at 7:30. You're going to have Todd Alba, Trigvi Olsen, Terry Bell, and of course, Brian Kelly.
Yeah, it'll be fantastic. It'll be live, and it'll be possibly fun and entertaining and maybe exhausting. Maybe we'll all experience a decade together. It'll be fun.
Yeah, so this is where I want to start today's show. But I want to give everybody the lineup for today because we got a lot going on. Busy, busy afternoon. It is Tuesday, so it is Yes Chef Tuesday with Adam Pawlak. He'll be tuning in with us at 2:30. We're going to talk about annoying private chef customers, clients.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be fun.
By the way, if you are interested in a private chef, Adam is available to you.
Yeah, so we'll talk about that. We'll talk about some of his stories. May even touch on farmers markets. 3 o'clock, as we do every day, we got Maggie and the Millionaires talking money. This one is special for me. We're going to be joined by the Martin Ginsburg Chair of Taxation at Georgetown University Law Center, Dorothy Brown. And we're going to talk about how this tax system is actually racist. And why that is. We'll get into it. So Professor Brown will be joining us. She's going to be at 3 o'clock. And at 3:30, my little buddy, my good friend, Dom Salvia, host of the Dominic Salvia Show, will be joining me. We'll have some musings on the goings-on. We haven't settled on a topic. We'll see what moves us in the moment.
So it'll depend on what happens in the next hour or so, because this is usually the hour that things drop.
Things happen. It's a great couple of hours to be on the radio. Thank you all for joining us. As Andrew from Maine has pointed out on our text line, this evening's debate coverage will be the fanciest of debate coverages because it's Fancy Brian. We call him Fancy Brian because he spells his name with a Y. Whenever you call, say hello, Fancy Brian. Please, be nice to Brian.
Please do. But if I don't answer, it's probably because I already know your number and I know you.
Yes.
So we'll get you on that much faster.
855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. What are you looking forward to, worried about, excited for this evening? Do you have some good one-liners that you think Kamala Harris should use?
I want her to make him do stuff. I want her to bait him into defending whatever stupid thing he has to say, or going, that makes no sense whatsoever. I'm just going to keep talking.
So the thing, and where I want to start today is there is this, it's not really a new term. I think it was coined back in 2010, but it is all of a sudden burst back onto the scene to describe what the media does when Donald Trump says garbled nonsense for minutes that is completely non-responsive to a question. It's called sane washing, right? And I'll give you a couple examples of that. But here's my experience that I wanted to share with all of you and my concerns that I have tonight. So I was talking, in fact, with Dom, who's going to join me again at 3:30 this afternoon. We were walking to get lunch close by here, our downtown Waukesha studio. And I was talking to him about my experience as a lawyer. And as a trial lawyer in particular. And I shared with him that I have basically broken down the universe of lawyers into 5 categories. There are just 5 categories of lawyers. That is it. There are variations on themes. There can be overlapping themes. But there are only 5 themes, 5 categories. That's it. Okay? Here are the 5 categories. And don't worry, folks. I will bring this all back around. I have litigated against all of these types. All right? Type 1, you'll all be shocked to hear, is the liar lawyer. The lawyer who will say anything. Think Alina Haba, right? The lawyer will lie their butts off. Doesn't matter. No fidelity to the truth. that's Trump's kind of lawyer. You know what I'm saying? So you got the liar lawyer. You got the bully lawyer, right? They're like pounding the desk and screaming and acting like a hothead.
Didn't you do that? Didn't you?
Now, some clients love that. Like, I've seen lawyers that I know to be totally incompetent who just bark a lot get hired because people think that's how lawyers should behave. It's not just a cue. So you got the liar lawyer. You got the bully lawyer. You have the lazy lawyer. The lazy lawyer that knows neither facts nor law and just kind of makes stuff up as it occurs to them. I've litigated against many of those. Donald Trump probably digs that kind of lawyer, too, as long as the stuff that the lawyer makes up supports Trump's own fantasies. So you got the liars, the bullies, the lazy lawyers. Then you've got what I'm going to put into a category, like the nitwit lawyer. It also encompasses, like, the lawyers that are just bat guano crazy. Okay? You got the totally incompetent, nitwit, bat guano crazy lawyer. Those are the four categories. The fifth category is the competent lawyer, right? What is a competent lawyer? A competent lawyer knows the facts, knows the law and how it applies to the facts, can put together a cogent legal argument based on the law and the facts, and knows how to tell a story that is intuitively appealing. Those are the basics of being a competent lawyer. My experience is that I will take the lying lawyer, I will take the bully lawyer, always. The liars and the bully lawyers, I love them. My favorite type of lawyer is the competent lawyer. I want to litigate against, I want to join, I want to fight with, on behalf of my client, the competent lawyer. That's my favorite one. Then I'll take the liars and the bullies. The worst lawyers to litigate against are the lazy lawyers and the incompetent bat guano crazy lawyers. And here's why, and this is the analogy to the debate tonight that I'm really worried about. I liked litigating and fighting and arguing with super competent lawyers because what we were able to do is clearly join issue, make arguments about the actual question in the case, the actual dispute. Like, what is the thing that we disagree about?
Maggie, you're saying that a competent lawyer has a basis in reality that both of you can...
Correct. We know what the legal issue is. We agree about these facts. Here are the facts we don't agree about, right? And it's very clear. And you make your arguments to the jury or the judge, and they understand what's at issue, okay? I loved litigating with competent lawyers because you actually get to do the lawyering thing, okay? I can deal with the bullies because they're just worried about beating their chest. I can deal with the liars because I can show them to be liars and unreliable, and then the juries don't like them and judges don't trust them. You can deal with all the worst, the absolute worst lawyers to litigate against are the lazy lawyers who master neither facts nor law and the totally incompetent bat guano crazy lawyers because they're just out to lunch. Because what ends up happening, you actually have to explain or construct the argument that you think they're trying to make so that you can rebut it. In other words, it's like you have to do their work for them. Because otherwise, it's like, I don't even know how to respond to that. I think that counsel is trying to say that the sun rises in the west and sets in the east. But Your Honor, we know that that's not true, right? Like, you have to construct their argument. And often, they simply don't know what it is that they're arguing. Does this sound a little familiar? This is like Donald Trump, where the meanderings, the unfinished thoughts, the tangents, the relating of things that don't relate, the lack of specificity, and the constant lying makes it really difficult to debate a person like that. Right? So that's one of the things tonight, this afternoon, that I'm worried about. So again, I often have thought I've probably litigated against, and this is terribly depressing, I have encountered probably an equal proportion of competent lawyers to the lazy, incompetent, bat guano crazy lawyers. Like, that's sad to say, but this is why people hate lawyers. Most of them are bat guano crazy.
I wish I didn't completely believe you immediately.
I have hated doing that because it takes so much more effort. And it frankly adds complexity where there needn't be any. Right? And so you see a version of this that happens in the media. So, for example, yesterday we listened to this completely incoherent rambling of hundreds of words that Donald Trump gave at the Economic Club of New York on Friday in response to the question, how are you going to make childcare more affordable for American families? And he didn't answer the question. Reporting then said, well, we think he's talking about tariffs. By the way, I don't think he actually used the word tariff anywhere in his response. And so by explaining or using snippets that may appear cogent, sort of, the media is making Trump's argument for him. You get my drift here? They're sane-washing it. They're taking what is nonsense, and they're giving it some sense. Because it's so damn difficult to talk with, and certainly next to impossible to argue with, the bat guano crazy, incompetent, lazy lawyers. Or in this case, presidential candidates. We're going to talk more about this concept of sane washing. I want to hear from you. What are you looking for? What are you worried about, excited about tonight at the debate? 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. We'll take your thoughts next. My name is Maggie Dawn. That is my producer, Fancy Brian Kelly. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked, folks. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
Michael Cohen is a very talented lawyer. He's a good lawyer in my firm.